AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A busy Sunday at the Paris Summer Games. Here with a look at the action, correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
The United States and China are neck and neck in the gold medal count at the Paris Olympics after 9 days of competition. The U.S. and China are tied with a games leading total of 19 gold medals, and the Americans lead the overall medal count with 71. Noah Lyles, Bobby Fink, Scottie Scheffler, Kristen Faulkner, and the U.S. women's relay team all brought home golds for the Americans on Sunday. Lyles won gold in the 100-meter dash after a photo finish with Jamaica's Kishane Thompson, winning by just 0.05 of a second. It's the first American gold in the event in 20 years. Fellow American Fred Curley won the bronze. Fink set a new world record to win the 1,500-meter freestyle in a time of 14 minutes, 30.67 seconds. Scheffler claimed gold in the men's golf competition in his first Olympic Games, firing a closing round 62 to earn a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood. Faulkner became the first U.S. medalist in 40 years in the women's road race with her victory. And the U.S. swimming team of Lily King, Gretchen Walsh, Tori Husk, and Reagan Smith touched in a world record time of 3 minutes, 49.63 seconds in the 4x100 medley relay. The men's swimming team suffered a historic loss after China's upset win in the 4x100 medley relay, an event the Americans had won every year since its inception in 1960, with the exception of the 1980 boycott of the Moscow Games. In tennis, Serbia's Novak Djokovic defeated Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles gold medal match 7-6-7-6. It's the first gold medal for Djokovic, the 37-year-old becoming the oldest man to triumph in the event. Alcaraz says he felt that he let the Spanish people down despite going home with the silver.
I worked for it, I went for it, and it could have happened. So that's why I got emotional at the end.
In basketball, the U.S. women cruised to their 58th consecutive Olympic win, 87-68 over Germany. Jackie Young scored 19 points to pace the Americans. The U.S. men's 3-on-3 basketball team is headed home after a 21-6 loss to the Netherlands to cap a disappointing 2-5 record in pool play.
Back with baseball after this. Baseball, the Chicago White Sox continue to go in the wrong direction. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The White Sox made it 20 consecutive losses with a 13-7 thrashing by the Twins. It's the longest skid in the majors since the 1988 Orioles dropped an AL record 21 straight. White Sox manager Pedro Grifol.
There's two ways of approaching it. You either soak on it, put your head down and quit, or, you know, you can soak on it for a little bit and, you know, flush it and come back out and be a pro and, you know, and give it the best you got.
Royce Lewis slammed a three-run homer off Chris Flexen during Minnesota's six-run second. Flexen is 2-11. Willie Castro had three hits and three RBIs for the Twins. Chicago has been outscored 131-48 during the skid and now prepare to take on the Athletics.
At the other end of the spectrum, two of the top teams in the American League met in Cleveland, and it was the Orioles over the Guardians 9-5, good for a split in the four-game series. Gunnar Henderson helped out with a two-run homer, his 29th big fly of the season.
A lot of love to come out here and just play the game, and it's just a matter of time for we're all starting to get it clicking again, and looking forward to seeing where it goes.
In other American League action, the Yankees walked off the Blue Jays in 10 innings, 4-3. Kansas City won at Detroit 3-2. The Rays scored just once, but that was enough to defeat the Astros 1-0, and the Red Sox beat the Rangers 7-2. In the National League, the Giants took a rubber game from the Reds 8-2. Arizona outlasted Pittsburgh 6-5. The Marlins won in Atlanta 7-0. The Nationals beat the Brewers 4-3, and it was the Cubs 6 and the Cardinals 2. In interleague play, it was a battle of division leaders when the Mariners hosted the Phillies. Correspondent Jim Bernard files this report.
The Philadelphia Phillies snapped a six-game losing streak with a 6-0 win over the Seattle Mariners. The Phillies broke open a one-run game with a five-run eighth inning, which saw them hit three home runs. Bryce Harper had three hits in the game, one of them a two-run homer in that big inning.
Just an inning that we were able to kind of get ahead and, you know, start that and keep it going. We're going to score runs in bunches. You guys know how our lineup is, and obviously, you know, we just got to keep finding ways to win, keep finding ways to go about it the right way each day.
Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm hit the other two home runs in the frame. Zach Wheeler allowed just two hits and eight shutout innings to collect the win. The last four Phillies wins have come via holding their opponents scoreless. Kyle Schwarber had three hits for Philadelphia, including a leadoff home run on the third pitch of the game.
The Dodgers took a rubber game from the A's 3-2, and the Angels got the best of the Mets by the same score of 3-2. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.